about my cousin in Dallas. This is a person you've never met. It's a person I've never met.
Really?
Let me tell you a story. So a couple years ago,
I'm going to get comfortable for this one.
So at my email address, I got into Gmail early on, right? So my email address is my last name at gmail.com. I don't have to put any numbers in. I don't have to put any smiley faces or whatever. So it's really simple. Mm. Well, there's my Holdsworth. There's a bunch of them out there. It's not a real common name, but there's a bunch of them out there.
Not like Harris.
Yeah. Jesus. Jones.
Got like eight Harrises working in my company.
Is there?
Yeah, nationwide though, not just me in that office though.
So, but there's a beauty and a sad part about, not sad, but just shitty part about it is people often, when they're filling out forms online or paperwork, whatever, they don't put their entire email address. Because there's a lot of people that have like joe.holdsworth or joeholdsworth or at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So but they don't put all that. They just put my last name at holdsworth.com.
Yeah.
And so I get emails occasionally that aren't supposed to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten vacation like itineraries for cruises and shit. You know what I mean? Because people, when they fill out forms online, they don't. So I started getting these job kind of offers at one time, and I could tell it was coming from monster.com, and I could tell the jobs were all central around Dallas area.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, man, this freaking guy is looking for a job, and he's not going to hear about any of them.
Yeah.
And he's a Holdsworth, so I feel a little bit of obligation. So I started looking on Facebook for a Brandon Holdsworth in the Dallas area on Facebook, just by coincidence, right? Just checking. So I find this dude in Dallas, Brandon Holdsworth.
Okay.
So I send him a message on Facebook and tell him about it. He's like, oh, shit, thanks a lot. And we start messaging back and forth. He changes this, whatever. And then we just start talking. He's like, well, shit, we must be related somehow, right? So we kind of became buddies. And we've stayed in touch since then. When I went to Dallas a couple of years ago, and we were supposed to hook up, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason. But
that's cool.
So now he's messaging me right now over Facebook asking me about Ford or Chevy. And he found out I drive a GM. And like, in the name of all thing that's Holdsworth, please get a Ford.
Please don't. And then you meet him, and it's Frankie B. You got to tell that story. You know that story?
She was there.
You were there. The first house you guys had.
She was there by accident.
Over there by Ridgeview, you guys lived in over there?
Yeah.
And he was messing with his computer one night. And it was when the cams first came out, you know, back in, it was like 90,
webcams.
It was like 96, 97, I guess. And he starts getting this text message or whatever. What was it? A video comes up, and his thing started to decode. As you can see, it's starting to line up. And we're like, what the hell is that? It's moving, you know. And it finally clears up, and it's this guy holding his putt, and he's jerking it.
That's all
and
you
his
saw.
His name was Frankie B. And we've always remembered that.
So every time.
But it was like, but you know,
nothing.
But you know, back in the day, that everything was slow. The video, so it was like it would jerk.
Literally jerk. So
it was all slow.
So because this is an audio recording,
and we're like laughing, dude. So ever since then, Frankie B's been in our dreams. It's kind of like Bill for Dan.
We're going to call Brandon right now on the speakerphone and see if the microphone will pick it up. So this is somebody I've never talked to.
Perfect.
But he's a hell of a good dad.
Dog.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Good, brother. I'm going to premise this the way I do with all of the Holdsworth family from Ohio. I'll never ask you for a dollar. You'll never ask me for a dollar. But if shit hits the fan, I got your back.
That's what I wanted to hear right there. Nice, nice. So I got you on speakerphone, and I've got my microphone kind of close to the phone, trying to capture your audio. And I got my best friend Robbie here, and I got my wife Tanya here. So we're just farting around, telling stories and drinking beer. I understand you're on the other end drinking some tequila.
Yeah, that's what I drink. Better whiskey or scotch or bourbon or vodka.
Nice, nice, nice. So how's the weather in Dallas?
Man, it's been hot as hell, man. It was 106 with 60 or 70% humidity today.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah,
we got like 10%.
Studio hell.
We complain pretty rough. You know, if it's 100 here, we're whining. And
it's just the dry.
But it's dry. That freaking high humidity, I just can't. Do you get a lot of humidity there generally?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I grew up in Phoenix where 3% was, like, off the chain.
Right.
When I moved here, it was, like, today's humidity is 51%, and I'm like, is that a real thing?
Does that really exist
to go up that high?
It's a miserable bitch.
Yeah. So you're not traveling this weekend?
Oh, I am. Here's my deal, man. You see me on Facebook. I went to, I stopped posting a lot on Facebook because people started stalking me. I went to Grand Cayman with the family, and we took the kids. Honestly, for me, had some tears come up when I got Alex and Violet their passports, because on this side of the Holdsworth family, they're the youngest people to ever leave the country without being in the U.S. military.
Oh, wow.
So for me, it was kind of like a milestone, like...
Special,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You, being a dad, you guys understand.
For sure.
But I wanted to tell you, I was down in Houston, and this guy comes up to me, and on my cooler door, I carry like a beer cooler with all my cigars in it. It says Holdsworth in big black letters on the side of the humidor for the cooler.
Cool.
And he comes up and he goes, "You related to Scott Holdsworth?"
Scott?
And being a Holdsworth. Well, this is the Houston, because you saw Holdsworth Avenue.
Right.
That's named after the Holdsworth family that moved to Houston. So we had the Holdsworths that came in under great-great-great-great-grandpa Mike. That was the first of the Holdsworth family. Now, where your family comes from, I've been talking to Grandma about it, trying to find out who the hell you guys are. Maybe, you know, government relocation. You'll tell me that later.
Witness protection.
But, so one by bat, one by wolf, and the redneck Holdsworth family is in Ohio, and then the offshoot came to Houston, who doesn't talk to the Ohio base because they're too lowbrow and they don't have any money. So I'm sitting here, and this guy goes, "You related to Scott Holdsworth?" Now, here's the deal. I went back to Mansfield like 10 years ago. I'm sitting in this bar, and this bald guy walks up, and I'm like, "Gee, the hell looks good, brother. I'm Brian Holdsworth." He goes, "You related to Gary Holdsworth?" If there's one thing I know being a Holdsworth is that we piss somebody off at some point. So I looked at him and I thought, control the situation. And I'm about four times bigger than this little punk, and I go, most likely I am. Next thing I know, Gary walks out, all my drinks are on the house because I'm a Holdsworth.
What?
You need to go,
Sean. So down there, the guy goes, "Related to Scott Holdsworth?" And I went, most likely I am. And he goes, "Wait a second, so that's not..." He goes, "That's your cooler?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I grew up with the Holdsworth family here in Houston." He goes, "You related to them?" And I go, "Yeah, but..." I go, "You got to remember that Northeast and South Holdsworths don't talk because of a grudge from about 100 years ago." And he goes, "Give me your card. I'm going to turn it over to my buddy." He goes, "Dude, this is crazy. I've never met anybody, another Holdsworth, except for the black Holdsworth."
Nice. So,
I'm still waiting on the phone call.
Yeah. So to introduce you to my buddy Robbie here, Brandon is a cigar rep.
Oh, really?
That's his profession. So he's
my job is drinking and smoking across four states.
Drinking and smoking across four states.
That's true.
That's good. Got a lot in common.
Well, we don't usually.
I leave tomorrow at 5 a.m. for a weekend convention in Vegas. Well, if I would have known you and your lovely wife, who is also a Holdsworth family to me by blood and marriage, I would have called you to come out this week so we could hang out together.
That would have been cool. We had a good time. Where are you staying?
Company's got me a Treasure Island, which I've been told is the budget suites. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
not bad.
Not bad. We stayed there probably it's probably almost been 10 years now. We stayed there. It was nice. I mean, it wasn't the Bellagio, but it was all right.
I'll tell you, man, if you weren't kicking ass in oil, I would have put your name into the company because we were looking for somebody for our company out in California.
Oh, is that right?
Dude, I'm going to tell you. They were looking for somebody in Ohio, too, but the Ohio-based Holdsworth, you got to remember, my mom, when I was born, she escaped with me as a young immigrant and took me out of the country of Ohio and raised me abroad in Arizona. So, I don't know anything about those people except that they like to drink and they're a lot of fun.
So it's definitely a double life.
When they said, "We need someone in California," I was like, dude, how cool would it be to have two Holdsworths on the same team?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what you do, but, you know, with my profession, I run way too hard. parts of the money that I earned, and I don't wish it upon anybody.
Yeah, yeah. So which cigar, which cigars do you represent currently?
I'm with AJ Fernandez. I do San Latano, Oval, the Bull, Last Call, New World, New World's Connecticut, and then the new one's Bayous Artist. And I still need to get you a care package, so please forgive me.
That's all right, that's all right. So that's, are those all AJ Fernandez, all those?
Mm-hmm. Well, we also make a lot of the online stuff, like Ave Maria, Diesel, the Grey Cliff. We make the Grey Cliff online. We make Nomad, Black Label Trading. We make a bunch of cigars for everybody. Because the company I work for is actually the second largest grower of tobacco in all of Nicaragua.
So the biggest question I have is, what happened to the Holdsworth brand cigar?
Companies that I was working for before had their own factory. This is actually one of the biggest heartbreaks of my entire career. Took me down to Nicaragua. We're supposed to blend. I didn't know that the factory was actually going under.
Oh.
So we got down there. The factory was falling apart on itself. I didn't know they were in the middle of all these lawsuits, and all the promises they made me were just abject lies.
That's
I'm going to tell you, dude.
Because you were growing your own tobacco, right?
Oh, I still do, but that's not for anything other than my whole right-wing conspiracist. You know, like, if the shit house falls in, I'm going to be trading bullets and tobacco for, you know, chickens and young Asian virgin girls, you know.
Yeah, you gotta plan ahead. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
You said you got a new
AR.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I was going to say, you said you had a brand new AR.
Oh,
in
the
Free Republic of Texas. You're able to do that.
Well, this is my second AR this year. My first one, I got my first commission check with the new company and started making a little money.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife was like, here's $1,300. Well, all right, I'll be honest. My wife is the brains and the money. She's far smarter than me, far faster than me. She handles all the bills because I'm not the money guy. Yeah. I'm the dreamer. She's the engineer that makes my dreams happen. So I got a $1,300, went out, put together an AR. It's badass. So I also got from a contest, I won a Springfield Armory XD9. It's a subcompact. Mm-hmm. But when you're 6'5", shooting a subcompact is kind of like, let's just say, if it didn't have the extended magazine in it, my my pinky and then the finger above the pinky on your right hand,
yep,
whatever that finger's called, would just hang off the bottom of the gun.
Yeah, that's
so.
I have the XDS.
That's what I had.
Yeah. I've got the same one. I'm not 6'5", so but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't care for shooting. It doesn't shoot well with me.
It's too punchy.
Yeah, I have the.
It doesn't have the barrel for it.
I have the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield in the 9,
mm-hmm.
and it shoots much better, and it carries better, too. But the XDS I'm not a fan of it.
Well, you know, when it comes to having guns that you can put in your pocket, being 6'5", the 1911 is perfect for me. Because I can pistol whip someone for 2 days and then put a bullet back in their head. Apparently that's in my, what is that called, your concealed handgun license class, that's not the thing that you're supposed to say. I made a make for his life.
When I took my concealed carry class, a guy was shooting a, in his qualification, he shot a .357. It was like a freaking cannon. I don't really think he was planning on carrying that with him, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have it, so if you have a gun in your car, you have to have all of the ammo in the trunk, right?
You have to have them separated. If you don't have a concealed carry permit, you have to have them separate. It's pretty rough. California is pretty rough, and it's getting rougher. They just signed a bunch of laws this month.
Dude, I read all of your posts.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's
you have to have a background check to buy ammo?
Yep, that's
get
coming
up. Get the hell out of here, dude.
So needless to say, ammo prices are shooting up because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And even the parts to build an AR, like an, you know, the lower assembly is just the lower receiver. They just doubled in price this last couple weeks.
Here's the deal. We have a huge oil business in Texas. You know what? You're in sales. I'm in sales. You move to Texas and you lose your whole pipeline. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lose all your connections and all your friends. So what do you gain out of it? Freedom, awesomeness, lower taxes. I mean, you know, the trade-off is negligible. Mm-hmm. And you get to live near me, which is kick-ass because you get all the free cigars because your last name is Holdsworth. That doesn't matter to anybody except Brother Holdsworth.
Oh, shit.
So, dude, we got Trinity Track Tactical by my house. When I went in to buy my AR, I called a buddy of mine, and he owns Bonton Fort Worth Lone Star Tobacco. I call him up, and I go, John, I go, I need you to go with me today. I'm going to go buy an AR. And he goes, okay, and I'm working. And I go, John, you know I don't know shit about AR-15. If it's a 1911A, I can do whatever. But when it comes to ARs, I don't know anything. He goes, call this guy. I call him. He goes, come on in. I walk in. He looks at me, and I go, are you Russell? He goes, yeah. You Brandon? I go, yeah. He goes, John says you don't know shit about AR-15. And I go, no, but he says you're honest. And he goes, I am. He goes, what are you looking at spending, $500-$600? I go, no, $13. He goes, oh, we're going to build you a nail gun for $1,300. Dude, see, here's how it works. In California, you can buy liquor at Walmart in every grocery store. In Texas, you can buy liquor at liquor stores and not on Sunday. Uh-huh. But you can buy an AR-15 7 days a week. And if you don't have a felony, you can walk out of the store that day with it.
Wow. So they can get the results in the background check instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Apparently here the time differential in California is different because it takes them 10 days to do anything.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But it's...
So how did you and Tony meet?
We worked together. So basically right out of high school, she was in college. We worked together at JCPenney's.
Along with Robbie.
And then my buddy Robbie here, we all worked together. Robbie and I were buddies before that, but we met at working, and I was selling shoes, and she was the loss prevention agent. And we just kind of hooked up and never looked back. That was how many years ago? We've been married 21 years, so.
22. Good like, work, dude.
Yeah.
You've been married since you were like 15 years old.
I was 19.
I respect that.
Yeah, well, 19, so almost 15.
You know, man, when I saw you online and I sent you that message, the Ohio-based Holdsworths have terrible taste in women when they're young. We're kind of like Blue Jays. We fly in, have children, leave them in wrong nests, and then we have to deal with the bullshit when the kids get older. So I sent you that message because, you know, I knew I had a half-brother, and, you know, it's funny, it's my middle name, Sean, S-H-A-W-N. And I thought maybe there was a chance that the name came from my father. And so when I start talking to you, you're kick-ass, and you're like, no, my dad's name's Dave, right?
Yep.
And that's my dad's name, David Holdsworth.
Isn't that weird?
I was like, dude, this guy's kick ass, man. And then when I started talking to the guy who is actually my half-brother, and I found out all he does is smoke weed and play World of Warcraft. All I could think was, how come it couldn't have been the Sean dude? He I could have over for Christmas and not worry about, you know, my watches disappearing.
No smoking weed and playing World of Warcraft.
That's awesome. My gosh. I'm like, dude, you're 37 years old. It's time to grow up, dude. Nothing against those that smoke marijuana because I'm a conservatively fiscal libertarian. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You want to do drugs? You do drugs. Just don't let me know and we're cool. Don't let it affect me. I could give a shit less.
Yep. Do what you do.
Do what you do. Just don't cost me money. And this guy, dude, I'm going to tell you, every time I call him, I'm like, Mike, what's up, baby? He's like, broken down in the car with my three daughters. We don't have a place to live and I need money. And after you call someone three times, when they say hi and they need money every time.
No shit.
All of a sudden you're like, you know what? I really don't know you, so best of luck with that.
Yep. That's pretty rough. It's too bad. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's what we say in Texas. It is what it is. But you have to say it like Boss Hogg. It is what it is.
Them dukes. Well, cool, man.
Well, you guys have how many kids? You have two girls, right?
No, a boy and a girl.
You have a boy and a girl. What are their names?
Gavin and McKenna.
Right on. I've got three little Holdsworths myself. I made three Texans. Dylan, Alexandra, and Violet.
What's the oldest?
Dylan is my son. He's getting to that age where, you know, no matter what you think. How old are yours?
18 and 15.
Oh, damn. Oh, my heart goes out to you. Dude, you already know it. Yeah. The moment when you have to question everything they do because they're not the sweet little kid watching Thomas the Tank Engine anymore.
Thomas the Tank. Yeah, no, no. It's, we're there. We're there for sure. One of them, my son just graduated high school, so the other one's going to be a junior. She's going through driver's ed right now, so I got that to look
forward to. I've got one that's about to experience the flower of womanhood, and she has been the biggest bitch on this planet. I'm going to tell you, if I could go back and talk to a younger me, I wouldn't do it because these kids wouldn't be here.
Oh, shit.
See, wait, you're 40, and you've been married for 21 years.
Yes, I turned 41 last month.
I turned 41 in May.
So weird.
Jesus.
So weird that two amazing Holdsworth dudes that are kick-ass but don't want anything from anybody. Ask for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yep. Just let me do
that. I went back to Ohio a couple years ago, and my cousin McGowan, when we were kids, McGowan was the coolest guy. I mean, he was the one that was, like, getting laid when we were, like, 14, and you were like, how do you do this? So tell me your magic, wizard. And I went back, and this guy, like, every other tooth was brown because the roots were dead from mess.
Oh, shit.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I have nothing in common with any of you people. Oh, funny story. My father, who I haven't seen since I was 11, showed up last year on my 40th birthday. He goes, hey, I'm coming out for your birthday. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of late.
Better late than ever.
We're sitting there talking, and I go, I'm going to go out on the patio and have a drink and a cigar. He goes, I'll join you. I'm like, oh, okay. I go, you want a cigar? He goes, yeah. And no offense, because I know you like the flavored stuff. He goes, you any of those Cuba Cubas? And I went, smack you in the face, you ever say that to me in my heart for 10. So I look at him and I'm like, I'll get you a Cuban, I guess. And he goes, oh, that's the best cigar in the world. I'm like, yeah, rookie. So I go, what would you like to drink? And he goes, I'll have a rum and coke. And I thought, smack him in his face, tell him that the Holdsworths drink scotch. So I was, I'm like, I don't even know what to call him because, you know, I didn't grow up with him. Like, I always call him senior. I'm like, senior. We don't do that. We're Holdsworths. I go, there's something else. I mean, I've got tequilas that are ancient. I've got scotches that are older than you are. And I've got bourbons that are more expensive than your car. He goes, you got any of that Moscato or some sweet wine?
I'm like, sweet wine.
Would you please change your name and move to another town? You're doing damage to our family.
Was he looking for Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill or what?
Well, here's what's funny is my grandmother, his mom, sent Jan a gift basket for Christmas, and it had a bunch of Moscatos and some cheap wines from Ohio. Uh-huh. And I go, yeah, I got some Moscato in the wine cooler. Grandma sent it to us.
Moscato.
Go outside, got mosquitoes.
I pour it in the glass, and he's like, oh, this is the stuff. You got any ice cubes? And I'm like, dear Jesus, thank you for allowing me to crawl out of the gene pool that was the Holdsworth, Ohio-based family.
Ice cubes.
God damn.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Not physically close.
What's that?
Oh, my wife's. We've been exploring the idea of going to Idaho for our retirement time.
You know, man. I'm going to tell you what Holdsworths do. Being the president of the Texas chapter, the Texas chapter is expatriating, and you and your wife are ever interested, we go in once in the summer and once in November. November is the notes if you're interested, I'll let you know where we stay the condos, because how we do it is we go to Grand Cayman, we stay for a week in a condo. So we eat in a condo. You're going to lose 25 cents on the dollar, but if you eat at a restaurant, you're going to lose far more.
Wow.
And so we stay on a condo that's on the beach, and we've been looking at properties there because, well, here's my deal. I don't want to go there because there's no guns.
Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm.
I don't feel safe without a piece.
Yep.
And which is funny because the entire time I grew up in Arizona, I never had a pocket knife. And since I've moved to Texas, I think it's in the drinking water. Now I have like a whole cutlery set at my desk. And, but, you know, man, I would love to meet your wife. You know, honestly, I know that we're related because there are no Holsworths.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Holsworth family comes from a very small village. I mean, Davis, my senior, was telling me he was in the military in the 70s, in the 80s, and he went to a bar called Holsworth's, which is our family name,
mm-hmm.
Holmes James. And he walks in and he's talking to the guy behind the counter, and it's this ancient dude. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm Holsworth." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's what they did to our name in America." And he goes, "Did you ever have any kids that went to America? Because, yeah, my son Mike moved to America so many years ago." So my dad pulls out a picture of Michael Holsworth, the guy that brought us over here.
Okay.
And the guy that was behind the counter started crying, and he goes, "That's my son. I never spoke to him again after he moved to America."
Wow.
And so my dad and his entire platoon drank for free in that bar.
Jeez. What town is that in? Do you know?
Yeah, I'll ask the old man. He's really good if you ask him questions about, like, cooking or fishing.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, man, the Holsworth family in Ohio are very nice people.
Well?
They're good people. They're really good people. You know, like, my grandparents are wonderful people. My dad, in his own way, is a good dude. They're all good people. Well, dude, I'm going to tell you, I know you were out here the worst and I missed you, and I kicked myself about it, but I was on the road so much at that time that, like, for me, the way that I do things is real simple. If I'm home, it's family time with my wife and kids.
Yep.
I wanted to see you, but you know what? I've been on the road for 5 days, and if it's meeting another Holsworth or spending time with the ones that I've created, they always get precedence.
Yep. That's yep. It. I don't blame you.
Wife and family are first and foremost. My ring never comes off. You know?
Yep.
Honestly, if you met my wife, she's so technically savvy, she's probably got a camera on me wherever I'm at anyways. But now, she's an executive for AT&T, and, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better woman than what I got, man. The first couple that I had. How many of you were only married once?
Just the one time.
I followed the Holsworth standard, which, the Ohio Holsworth standard. So, I made a number of mistakes, and I'll be paying for them for the next 9 years. But the children are mistakes, but the marriage is
fine. Yeah. And the kind of the permanent connection that you had to make to get them, huh?
Well, here's the thing, man. I take my kids to, meet the teacher night.
Uh-huh.
When I met my ex-wife, she was 102. She was 5'2" and 102 pounds, and she was a cute kitten. What we say in Texas is, not all kittens turn into cute cats. You know what I mean? So, I took the kids to meet the teacher night, and my ex-wife was 208 pounds at 5'2". And there's nothing worse than your ex-wife, who is can turn any pair of sweatpants into yoga jeans from hell, yoga pants from hell, introducing you, because I still look good. And I have no issue saying that. Holsworth men do nothing but get better looking with age. And it's a true statement, scientifically proven, that we get nothing but better with age. And every time we go out, my ex-wife is like, "This is my ex-husband." And I'm like, "Paper, could you please just say I was a guy that had sex with you in the back of a car? I don't want people knowing I was married to you." Hideous ass. Hideous. Oh my gosh. What she does to a pair of biker shorts at Walmart when she's loading groceries is just terrible. So,
Oh, shit. Can that stay in the podcast?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Your neighbor, Sydney, was married in their voices. Here's something for you. I'm going to pick the kids up. The nurse looks at me and she goes, hey, don't put her name in there because I came back. She goes, hey, if you're going to have the talk with Dylan, and this is 2 years ago, he was 11. She says, if you're going to have the talk with Dylan, you need to do it because next week they're having a talk with him. I'm like, he's 11 goddamn years old. Why are they having the talk with him now? And she goes, I don't know, but I signed the paperwork because I'm not a parent that wants to parent. I want everyone else to teach the kids except for me because I'm a lazy bitch. And I'm like, shit. Friday, that means I got to teach them the birds and the bees by Sunday at 5 o'clock? So I'm like, all right, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in the garage tonight after they go to bed, and I'm going to drink a whole bunch of liquor, and I'm going to come up with a plan. That's what Holdsworths do. But sometimes you don't need a plan, you just need balls. So I go out, I'm sitting there Sunday, I got 3 hours left, and I go, Dylan, come out on the patio with me. Okay, Daddy. He sits down, I go, Dylan, we got to have to talk to birds. And he's like, oh, dear Jesus, Dad, please don't do this. So I'm like, you know what? No one was there for me, and I had to learn everything from Andrew Dice Clay's Couch and Play. So we sit down, and I'm like, Dylan, all right, this is how you do it. You meet a girl you really like, the first thing you do is you introduce her to me. The second thing you do is you look at her mom, because that's what she's going to be like in 20 years. You look at her hair, you look at her teeth, you look at her grandmother, because remember, 20 years from now, she's going to look just like her mother. And I went through everything. I go, she's got squared off ankles. Just remember, bigger foundation, bigger house. I went through everything to teach her kid not to marry a woman like his mother. I'm teaching the birds and the bees, and I'm making him repeat himself. I'm like, Dylan, repeat what I just said. If she says she's on birth control, she's not on birth control. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I turned into a Southern Baptist preacher. Sing it on the mountain, kid. I teach him everything, man. Yeah, maybe some of the hand gestures were not appropriate. But so the next weekend, I pick him up because, you know, you get first, third, fifth, right? So I had fifth him in the first week. I pick him up, and he gets in the car, and he's like, hey, Daddy, how are you? I'm like, good, Bubba. I missed you so much. I go, hey, you had your class. Did anything Dad teach you help you out? He goes, not really. I go, why is that? He goes, all they were teaching us was that girls were going to start having their woman time and we were going to start growing hair and stinking. You had me dealing with everything. And it was just the classes that he needed to wear deodorant.
That would have been much easier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I hit him with some stuff that, you know, I didn't learn until I was in my 20s. Oh, man.
Indoctrinated.
One day he'll say,
well, he's ahead of the curve.
Wait, what did he say?
He said he's ahead of the curve now.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Might as well have ruined Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and
all in the one fell swoop.
Yeah, by telling him about hair, ankles, teeth. All the romance is gone.
The best line in there was the squared off ankles.
Because I have.
Well, if you knew his mother, you'd understand. Hopefully, if you ever do come out here, you'll never meet her because I don't want you to think less of me. She's a pretty awesome dude.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I made this phone call.
I'm going to tell you, man, I've been wanting to talk to you guys forever.
Yeah.
I've messaged back and forth with your dad. He seems like a solid dude, man.
Yeah, he's a character for sure.
All of the Ohio-based Holdsworths, like I said, were Blue Jays. They landed, had kids, and they were Rolling Stones, man. For me, my biggest disappointment was I was a stepkid, and I always said growing up, you know what, I'm never going to allow my children to be stepkids. And then all of a sudden you realize it's not always about the guy. It's also about the lady in the relationship. Because you know what? Army, you know, all of them outlets, you know, they all want to say, all men are dirtbags, and they walk away from their kids. You know, there's a lot of great men, there's a lot of great women.
Yep.
And there's no statement that we can make that actually says men are assholes or women are just idiots, because if you do that, you are as short-sighted as European in the MSNBC, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, like, my mom, absolute nut job. She lives 30 minutes from the house. She hasn't even tried to contact my kids in 5 years.
That's too bad.
And, yeah, it's actually her loss. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
So, you know, the best thing that's ever happened to me is my wife and her family.
Yeah, that's cool.
If it wasn't for that, my life is wonderful. I live in a wonderful area with a 7-acre pond behind my house. Honestly, you know, I grew up so lowbrow that my idea of vacations were, hey, let's get in the car and drive for 4 days, do family chores for a week, and drive home. You know, when I met Jan was like, no, vacations are where you turn your phone off, you sit there and you watch the ocean and drink fruity drinks until you have to have pop tums like they're candy. And, you know, my middle child, Alex, she gets mad because every time, you know, I always say, like, you know, people say things. And for me, I associate things with my previous life before I met Jan with poor people, like I was. So every time that something comes up that I don't like, I'm like, yeah, that's what poor people do. And my daughter's like, poor people like Madeline? And I'm like, no, they don't. Because I don't like Madeline, so that must mean it's for poor people. And, no, my wife likes Madeline. Do you have those out there?
What are they called?
Madeline. It's a salad and white sandwich shop.
No, I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar at all.
First, I don't really like this. Back in the day, that meant something different.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, man. I just want to tell you, you got my number. If there's ever a chance we can hook up, my wife is much smarter than me, and I'm sure she will get along with your wife.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because Holdsworth's always marry better than they're supposed to, except if you're an Ohio-based Holdsworth, then you marry better later in life.
That's just what he wants to see. He'll look me up and down. Oh, no, you're Ohio.
Awesome.
What was that?
No, she was joking about Ohio.
I didn't mean
Ohio. I'm telling you.
All right, man.
My grandma. All right, brother. Hey, you have a great night. Tell your beautiful wife. Tell Robbie I said thank you for calling me. And anytime, call me up, brother.
All right, thanks a lot.
If we can, let's meet up and do some lunch.
For sure, for sure.
Take care of yourself, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Brent. All right, there you had it, Brent Holdsworth.
That dude's funny, man.
Yeah, no, he's a character. So Brandon's got a video channel on YouTube where he does cigar stuff. He goes to different cigar shops in his districts and
cool. And
talks about this. He just kind of interviews them. He kind of does like a podcast, a video podcast, just interviewing the proprietor of the cigar shop and talking about how they started and kind of the place and talks about the smoker and stuff like that.
So,
yeah. No. He's basically a sales rep and distributes to, and basically he's trying to get his brand, AJ Fernandez brands, into different cigar shops in his district. He's got, what is it, four states?